Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. We are super excited to have our friend Jose Rodriguez as our guest this week. Jose is an amazing force of nature who's been a part of my life for more than two decades. He's a funny, talented performer and one of the sage voices in the green room at SAC Comedy Lab. He's also one of the most genuine people I know. Listen as we talk about what happens when an audience member trusts Jose with the contents of their purse on stage. This stuff really happens. Enjoy. So, Jose Rodriguez, we are so happy to have you on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Jose has been a friend of mine for 20 years, maybe more, 24, yeah. One of my favorite people. I got a chance to be on the stage with Jose last Saturday, two Saturdays ago. And it was such a good night.
On stage, or were you hosting?
I was hosting. Yeah. Well, we were on stage, okay. But yeah. I was hosting. But we had such a good cast because everybody trusted each other so much. They were willing to take chances with each other. It was super playful. It was the first time I ever saw a game called Purses that Jose got to play with our friend Greg Coleman. And I had never heard of this before, and it's explained to me in the green room that they basically go out and they ask audience members to give up their purses. And they get on stage and they do a scene, a regular scene on stage, but every time somebody rings a bell, they have to reach into the purse and pull something out of the purse and make use of it in the scene. And they picked first, I didn't think people were going to give their purses.
Yeah, that seems like it might be.
You'd be amazed how easily they give up the purses and how many go up that you're like, all right, I got to choose now which one I want.
Wow, okay.
And so how did you choose, by the way? Yeah. Because there were like eight of them that were being held up. What made you go, okay, I'm going to try that one?
So I look for a lady in their 30s or up because they tend to have more things in the purse and a bigger purse. Right. Something that
they
has a lot of stuff. Yeah,
yeah. They've accumulated more because they're older.
Right. Like, yeah. And those usually have the best, you know, knickknacks or whatever are in there that you can play with when you reach.
All right. So tell them what happened when you pulled those purses on stage.
Well, one of the first times that I opened, because you obviously are going to open the purse and cheat and see what's in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see that there's like one of those hats you wear when you, the shower cap.
Okay. Yeah, shower cap.
Sure. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be great at some point. So they ding it and I reach in and I grab it. As I'm pulling it out, I notice it's not one, it's two shower caps, one inside the other.
Oh,
so I put mine
beautiful.
On and to my scene partner, I'm like, Greg, I got one for you too. Whoop, and put it on. And the audience just loves that stuff.
Yeah.
And we've had that game in the rotation now for a while, but there I've pulled everything from, so a lady was holding the badge to her husband, who's a cop. And I reached in and saw this big wallet. And when I opened it up, I saw that it was a badge. And I was like, guess what? I'm undercover. And flipped it. The audience erupted. Because it's like, whatever you find. What else? Mace spray.
Sure.
You know.
During this show, also, a taco. A whole actual
yes.
taco. To which the audience responds, eat it, eat it, eat it. And Greg Coleman, you had
it. He was trying to offer it to me. I have GERD, so I can eat spicy stuff. And I'm looking at this taco that's completely orange. I'm like, I can't eat that.
It was like one of those, you know, like Doritos shell tacos.
Oh, yeah.
And it was cold.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
And should have been thrown out.
Well,
but
save it for later.
Yeah.
I don't think that stuff goes bad.
I don't think it goes good. It doesn't get better with age.
I don't think it ever was good.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody puts it in the purse and goes, it's going to be better later on. Yeah, I'll eat it later.
I just can't waste the 59 cents this cost.
Oh man.
So then in character I had to tell Greg, you remember my stomach gets bad when I eat that stuff, and then he realized it, so he bit into it. Ooh. He ate about half the taco in the scene.
I mean, doing improv on stage does give you an appetite.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're burning a lot of calories.
Yep. Yeah. Working out.
You know, that's actually, you were kind of joking, but the truth is mornings after I've been on stage, I have less weight. Yeah. I lose weight.
Well, you're probably dehydrated too.
Well, you're not home munching, right?
Yep.
And basically all I'm getting usually when I'm here for shows is water.
Yeah.
And I sweat that off within the first 5 minutes of the first show. So,
well, a good way to stop that is have a snack on the way home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said that I stopped that because I used to do the fast food on the way home. I'm like, I'll just stop and I'll get, you know, get a hamburger and some
just
fries.
Just put a taco in your bag and you know? Eat it after.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
This is probably what this poor person was doing, very logically. You know, everyone saves food.
I feel like you guys helped her out, though. That was a favor by not allowing her to have that later.
Huge favor.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. This sounds like a problem I have with every BOGO that I come across that I have to buy because it's a bargain, but I don't want to eat all of that food because it's too many food. And I still buy it, and there's a taco in my purse, is what I'm trying to say. Thanks for listening.